This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 4, 2017, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in history, in 1983, Sally Ride became the first U.S. woman in space, flying aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, in Peabody, numerous long-term injuries that are causing a lot of overtime hours on both the police and fire departments, as well as increased police manpower to investigate heroin overdoses, are busting both department budgets this year. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt is asking the City Council to shift nearly $1.5 million from various city accounts, mainly reserves, to cover the difference as the city draws the fiscal year to a close in June. The mayor is quoted as saying, "It's always a moving target because we never know what's going to happen." On the police force, 12 officers have been sidelined for a month or more at a time due to injuries sustained on the job or extended sick leave. This has meant a lot of overtime hours for their colleagues. 7 of those officers are still off active duty. Coverage for dispatchers and even more overtime for the city's centennial celebrations, such as last October's parade, have exacerbated the situation, according to John Castelluccio. In total, the mayor is asking for $748,800 to cover that deficit. More on this story, written by John Castelluccio, in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
This is North Shore Today. The City of Malden's school committee voted last night to select their next superintendent. The candidate is also a finalist in Peabody. Bill Newell reports.
In a swift deliberation with a dearth of discussion, the Malden School Committee on Monday night voted 6-3 to offer the position of superintendent of schools to Somerville High School headmaster John O'Terry, who also is in contention for the same job in Peabody. This story appears on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, written by Steve Frecker out of Malden. Immediately following the vote to offer the position to O'Terry, the school committee went into executive session to discuss a contract offer. After a lengthy period lasting just over 2 hours, the executive session adjourned without reaching an agreement on an offer. Christensen said negotiations in closed sessions would continue at another time, and if an agreement was reached between the school committee and O'Terry, a contract would be voted on in a public meeting. O'Terry was also one of two finalists for the position in Peabody superintendent, with Deb Ruggiero, the principal at the Harrington Elementary School in Lynn. In Peabody, second interviews for each of the two finalists, O'Terry and Ruggiero, were planned for Thursday night. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt, the chairman of the school committee, said last week a decision and offer could be made following Thursday's interviews or perhaps at the next scheduled school committee meeting, which be next Tuesday, April 11. Peabody School Committee woman Beverly Griffin Dunn said it's impossible to say what will happen next in the process until the board has a chance to meet and take a vote in response. If O'Terry enters into a contract with Malden, the board could decide to open up the search to new candidates or to confirm Ruggiero as the final choice in Peabody. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bill. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll plans to push for a fourth term in office, but a line of competition is quickly forming to oppose her. Three people have now pulled nomination papers to run for mayor in this year's municipal elections: Joseph O'Neill of Essex Street, Paul Prevey of Freeman Road, and Carson Biot of Clifton Avenue. Papers are due back with 100 certified voter signatures by July 25. Prevey's entrance in the race could come as a surprise to some, as the former city council veteran had already pulled papers to run in the due-to-be-open Ward 4 race. He plans to return them, according to the city clerk's office. Current Ward 4 councillor David Epley has pulled papers to run for an at-large seat. Prevey couldn't be immediately reached for comment by the Salem News on Monday. He was the Ward 6 counselor for 4 2-year terms from 2006 until 2013. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, for the first time since the city of Lynn settled a firefighter's contract, several stations have temporarily gone dark because of budget constraints and more cuts are expected. On Monday, Engine 1 on Hollingsworth Street in the Highlands neighborhood was shuttered. Ladder 4 in the Broadway station was out of service Saturday, while a safety officer's post at the Fayette Street station went unmanned Sunday night. William Murray, deputy chief, is quoted as saying, when anything is out of service, the city is not as adequately protected as if everything were in service. This is the first of what could be many brownouts. Starting today, Tuesday, the department expects to shutter 2 shifts per day, at least until June 30, the end of the fiscal year, according to Chief James McDonald. The fire department must cut $1.3 million from the department's $16.6 million payroll. One way to do that without laying off a firefighter is to trim the overtime budget, according to Murray. More on this story, written by Thomas Grillo on itemlive.com. Mary Marcos writes on itemlive.com, the town of Rockport has hiked its flat fee for residents to dispose of trash at the transfer station by $90, and some residents are up in arms from the sticker shock. The flat fee is now $250 per year. Flat fee is now $250 per year, up from $160. There are 2 trash disposal systems at the transfer station, pay-as-you-throw and a flat fee. Pay-as-you-throw stickers are $55 per household, plus the cost of bags, which will cost less, or $45 for seniors age 65 or older. This year's stickers went on sale Monday. More on this story written by Mayor Marcos in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today.